This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. Cycling is big in Lanark County, but how can we cash in on cycle tourism? Local cycle enthusiasts Jeff Mills and Chris George explain the Trail Town concept as a way to build the local economy and strengthen communities. Welcome to you both.
Thanks, Linda. Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. So, Chris, it's nice to meet you. And Jeff, of course, you need no introduction. Jeff is well known as a mover and shaker in the cycling community in Mississippi Mills. You know, Jeff, we haven't spoken since your retirement from Carebridge. How have you been? And welcome back.
Totally retired, Linda. Just relaxing, just biking a lot. Doing a little bit of organizing and just really happy to be on the radio with you today to talk about what we're doing, Chris and I and others.
Well, it's lovely to have you. Are you both cycling these days in this humidity?
Absolutely. I was out yesterday. It's just a wonderful time of the year. Maybe a little too hot and humid this week, but this is the colors, and it's just wonderful to be out.
I biked on Sunday with a group from Elmont. My Sunday morning guy said that Fred Gore really organizes a nice group, and we biked from Fitzroy Harbor to Shawville and back. And
oh my goodness!
We had a ride on the Queen Anne Ferry and a rail trail and some really nice back roads.
Wow, that sounds great, Chris. How did you become involved in the whole cycle tourism thing?
Well, my family moved into this area about 10 years ago, and I love cycling. And one of the first people I met was Jeff, and he was volunteering for one of the Mississippi Mills, Tour to Mississippi Mills, which is a bike event during Bike Month in June. And we've been riding since. And there's lots of activity. Elmont is a destination point for a lot of cyclists for many reasons. And it's been wonderful to see how these communities have embraced cycling. And so it was a real thrill to be part of the group that got pulled together to put this this meeting on for next week.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute. Jeff, the current climate then for cycling in Lanark County, what's it like right now?
I think that it's just blowing up. I know, and I see more and more seniors, people 80 plus actually on e-bikes that are touring on the rail trail. I rode a tiny, tiny little bit at the Log Driver's Waltz, which is this 800-kilometer gravel ride that happened here. And it comes out, starts in Elmont and ends in Elmont. And all kinds of riders came, and they do it all year round. But there was this grand depart where a number of them, over 60, 70 of them, rode out into the gravel road. So that was really cool, as we worked a lot with the county on paved shoulders, because that's important. But now more and more people are buying gravel bikes and riding into, you know, stopping for chocolate milk and at the Clayton General Store, stuff like that. So it's mm-hmm. really, really nice to see a wide range, you know, all ages and abilities. It's yeah. great.
More and more Ottawa riders coming out and with their families and yeah. enjoying the OVRT. Being able to safely get from Carleton Place to Elmont to Pakenham, it's great to see the numbers
right.
that we see on the road.
And Chris, you mentioned the OVRT for our listeners. That's the Ottawa Valley Recreational Trail, the old rail bed, right? And it Absolutely. Runs from. I mean, we've got some great trails here now in Lanark County. That one runs from where to where, Jeff?
runs from Smith Falls all the way to Mattawa, and there are parts in the north that haven't been fully developed yet, but you can ride the full length of eastern Lanark County by getting on in Smith Falls. And Smith Falls has become a real cycling hub. They've done a wonderful job with their main street, and they're really committed to it. So, and what Chris and I are really interested in is often with trail development is you have a spine, but from that spine, you have opportunities to create loop trails. We're working on one we call the Moore Trail, the Mississippi Mills, the Mississippi Ottawa Rivers Experience, that will loop Lanark County to Ottawa in a trail that's 180K long. And with that, our intention was that it be very family friendly. It uses existing rail trails, but it offers that length that people can say, yeah, I did the Moore Trail, and we stayed in Carlton Place at the mm-hmm. motel there, and we stayed in Almont at a B&B. Mm-hmm. So we're really interested in what can happen with this meeting on Wednesday.
Right.
To give a little background, Linda, on the cashing in on cyclotourism workshop yes. we're doing next week, we were approached by Ron Moss and folks from Renfrew there. There's just a small group of us. There's three from Renfrew and two from Lanark. And we've been meeting fairly often throughout the summer. I forget when we first started back, you know, maybe in April. And they are interested in the same things we're interested in. And we just thought it's time to, you know, post-pandemic, lots of businesses rely on cyclotours, but they don't necessarily connect with others that also rely on it. They're not part of a bigger network. So what we're trying to do is have, in essence, a larger networking opportunity for people that see the value in developing a cycle economy.
So the cyclotourism, the benefits and the goals of that, what are some of those?
Well,
Chris,
you know, so the benefits are numerous for community development, for businesses. So, you know, there's lots and lots of opportunities, whether you're, you know, a cafe, you know, a bike shop, you know, a cultural destination like a museum. All of these are attractive points of interest in your community. And the other thing to keep in mind is that by developing these assets ensuring that your community is attractive to cyclists, you are also developing community assets where local residents have an opportunity to use them. So, you know, as we found in Lanark with the OBRT, it's our local population that enjoys this this new trail. And I'm sure that everyone who's had a chance to be on it knows that there's walkers, there's people who love to get out every day on it in some fashion. And so it's important to not lose sight of the fact that, yes, we're talking about tourism, but we're also talking about community assets that, when they're developed, benefit local residents.
Let's talk about the Trail Town concept that you're working on right now. Jeff?
Sure. So the guys from Renfrew called us up. They're really keen on what's called the Great Allegheny Passage. And I haven't done it yet. I really want to. A great trail in Pennsylvania that'll take you all the way from Pittsburgh to Washington, D.C. And what happened was they developed this rail trail, and there were towns along the rail line that were really, in all intents and purposes, were dead economically. And by working together town to town along this trail, they've been able to bring back an economy. It was different than the mining economy and the railroad economy of the past, but there are now hostels along that trail. There are more B&Bs, there are more restaurants, and what's happened is it's pumped millions of dollars into the local economy, and it's one of those feather in the caps of many, many cyclists that, that go and do the gap trip. So we think that we've got similar assets here with the OVRT, and like we said earlier, that the ability to create loop trails off of that, that by getting some of the businesses together primarily, it's great to have government in the room, and we have some people from government, local government, that are coming. But it's really important to get the businesses on side, because when they start to partner, some really good product comes out of it. And we can start. Some of the speakers, you know, we've got a woman, Barb Wood, who's not necessarily in the bicycle business, even though the Trent Severin Trail Town website, you can see that it's based on connections along the Trent Severin waterway. They do have cycling along that as well. But what they did was they developed this Trail Town concept with all the trails along the Trent Severin and created a website and co-market so that people know, okay, well, my next town is here. What do they have to offer? Oh, I'm going to go there. I'll stay there tomorrow night, that kind of thing. And they do have cycling as well, but it's great to invite her. I really encourage people to go to her website, which is TrentSeverinTrailTown.ca, and have a look, because it's all laid out there. And that's what tourism, certainly cycle tourists that are going long distance, they love to be able to plan ahead. They love to be able to know, oh, well, I'm going to want to see this point of interest. I'm going to want to stay in that bed and breakfast or that inn. And, we should have breakfast at this hotel. So
Jeff, are you suggesting maybe that we haven't maybe done enough up to this point? And, you know, I always think, you know, don't cycle. It's already stopped to eat at places along the way. I mean, what more can be done now to attract them?
We encourage people to go to ticketsplease.ca and register. The forum that we're holding on September 13th is in Armprior, and it's called Cashing In on Cycle Tourism. So we would love to have people in the room. There's lots of information at that site. Some of the speakers, there is Louisa Marcel, who you know very well. You've interviewed her on this show, from Ontario by Bike. There's Bob Peltzer, who is he's speaking on behalf of a group, our sister group in Renfrew. There's Jennifer McCourt from Discovery Routes, and they're responsible for the Voyageur cycling route.
So lots of information at that forum. You'll have discussions, people will be able to ask questions, they'll be able to talk to all your partners and get maps and get encouraged about getting out there and getting some good ideas for hopefully a lot of people will attend that have small businesses, whether it's an ice cream stand or a chip wagon or whatever, right?
Well, that's it, Linda. You know, it's not necessarily all about the presentations. It's about the conversations that will be had in that room. And, you know, there's a facilitation session where people will be able to learn from others in our community and across Renfrew County what exactly is being done for cycle tourism in their communities. And, you know, we might be doing wonderful things here in Lanark, and, you know, we might get some new ideas from folks in Renfrew and in Ottawa. So it's about working together. It's about learning from one another and seeing how each effort can dovetail to make a stronger network and to maximize our community's interests in being trail town.
It sounds like a really good opportunity to network for everybody. Who are you hoping comes to the meeting? Who are you expecting?
We're putting out broad-based. We've got one woman from Carlton Place who's a counselor who represents the BIA, who's also a grant writer. We've got people from local tourist organizations. We've got people from BIAs. We've got individual businesses. We've got
cycle groups.
A fellow who owns a fairly large rafting company in Renfrew County. We've got people coming from Kingston, Frontenac. We've got people coming from across Lanark in Renfrew. We have quite a number coming from Carlton Place. So part of our focus here is we're trying to poke the bear that's Perth, Smith Falls, Elmont, and try and get some more people coming from Lanark County. But good representative representation from both counties.
It sounds good.
Yeah.
We've got about a minute left. Let's just repeat for our listeners where that meeting is going to be held.
It's at the Nick Smith Center in Armpar, but we really encourage people to register. It's very cheap. It's only $25. It includes your lunch. So if they go to ticketsplease.ca and just scroll, you'll see the cashing in on cyclotourism poster, and you can click on that and register.
Okay, and there's also a phone number, Jeff, 613-485-6434.
That's correct, for tickets. Okay.
So that's Wednesday, September 13th, 9:30 to 2 at the Nick Smith Center, 77 James Street in Armprior. Sounds good.
September 13th, yes.
Sounds good. Well, good luck with all that, and thank you both so much for all you do for cycle tourism in Lanark County, and we'll see you out on the trail one of these days. Thank you so much to both of you.
So, Linda, if I may, I'd really love to see you there, and I'll cover your expense if you'll come.
Oh, aren't you kind? That's a good invitation. Thank you. I don't know how I could refuse that one, Jeff.
There you are. I got you. We'll see you on Wednesday.
We'll see you up the trail.
Lovely to have you as guests today. My guests, Jeff Mills and Chris George, look forward to seeing you at the Cashing In on Cycle Tourism Forum on September 13th, an event not to be missed. Info at ticketsplease.ca or 613-485-6434. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.